You can touch your toes and you have a hammer. I'd get on that.
I guess we're going to reveal it. Everyone's been waiting.
I grabbed the steering wheel for him as he celebrated around the car. He ran around.
We're back. I feel like we always start something like that. Yeah. We're back. Welcome back.
Hi, Alex.
Let's talk about the front.
I feel like I've done that too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the front.
Yeah, it's always welcome back. We're back. We're up front.
We're up front. We just want to be up front with this one.
Hey, let's really just be up front this week. You feel okay about that?
Yeah, I like that honesty, Alex.
Yep. Honestly, we're just going to
Alexander.
Be up front. Thanks.
Yep. Let's make sure my computer's muted so we don't get notifications this time.
I'm sure everyone was, they were just coming at us. Trent, mute.
Yeah, we had hate mail this week.
No fan mail.
Just hate mail.
Just a terrible.
Speaking of fan mail, can we open with that? Let's switch it up.
My goodness. Okay. Oh, wow.
Are you okay with that?
I think I'm okay with that, yeah.
All right. If we got anything.
I have not checked all week.
I see. But I hope so. Yes, I see two.
I love it when we have fan mail. Genuine joy floods my soul like the fan mail when it rolls.
Okay. Yeah, we got two. I'll let you do the one, the longer name. Oh, hold up. No. I don't know which one's longer. I think I did it.
What are you doing?
No, you do the shorter one.
Okay, so Josiah?
Nope. That was longer, actually.
Then you go ahead. And.
All right, switching it up. We're just being up front today, and so we're putting fan mail up front. Josiah Steelman sends in another fan mail. He's consistent, Alex. That's what we like about him.
We love consistency.
Yes.
He's the main character of this podcast.
Yeah, you want to, you just look at the... the world of email, and one thing that lacks is consistency, but not with this guy. Nope. And so we appreciate that a lot.
There's two things you can count on. You know what? Some say three. I'm going to say three at least. Three things you can count on in life: death, taxes, and Josiah Steelman leaving.
Okay.
Fan mail.
So I think this is awesome because it's like we're having a conversation. And our part of the conversation is the podcast, and his part of the conversation is answering what we think about him through emails. So you all just listening to a giant conversation we're having with Josiah, pretty much. He says
he's a logo, actually.
He needs a logo?
He is the logo.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy standing there with his tee tucked in, if you wanted to know.
So thanks for that.
Thank you, Josiah. Okay, he says this in this email. I'm not sure. He spelled sure with an E, I'm not sure, if, or with an H.
With an H. It usually has an E,
no,
Trent.
I don't ever put an E in my sure.
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 Oh, I am sure. That is right.
I'm 100% sure. Okay, I'm not sure if you want to read this one in the air. Oh.
We just made a silent E make an effect on the name of the... man, I just ruined that.
Hey, you want to be up front?
I should just be the silent E, huh? I think I'm just gonna give this one to Trent for the whole thing.
My role in life is a silent E. It does a lot, but you don't hear it, and you see it, but you don't hear it.
Weirdest probably shaped letter there is in the alphabet.
Not take.
I don't like it.
Ever looked at a W? Okay. Well, he just says, I don't know if you want to read this on the air.
I think we will.
Okay. But he says, I don't know if you want to read this. I'm not sure if you want to read this on the air, but I got this squirrel on Thanksgiving with a Jeep.
On Thanksgiving? Wait, with the Jeep?
Oh, that's why he didn't want us to read it. Did we cut this?
No, absolutely not.
Should we just be up front?
We're just going to be up front.
Was he up front driving?
Yep, and so was that squirrel.
Up front with a squirrel. I didn't see the squirrel until it was too late. I hit the squirrel.
Up front.
With the front tire of the Jeep.
The front tire.
The front, see? Perfect. See, yeah. So, Alex knows the squirrel still has its eyes, just so you know.
Oh, really? That's not true.
Okay. The fact that he took it, put it on the hood of his Jeep, and then took a selfie with it.
Yeah, I think he was thinking of the pot, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, yeah, probably.
Surely.
I hope so.
Surely, as in S-H-U-R-E-L-Y.
Anyway, thanks, Josiah. Do you have another question for him to answer this week?
Josiah, how's your Jeep? How many miles has it got?
Wow, okay, you want to give a range? Here, let's go back and reference the picture.
Yeah, it was a good picture. I was a fan of the picture. That picture I was a fan of. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's a kind of an older one.
Yeah, older model.
I imagine.
I mean, I don't know.
Looks like a Wrangler. If I had to guess, who knows? Tell us what kind of Jeep you have. I'm not a Jeep connoisseur. Maybe not even an aficionado. But I'm going to say that is a 2002 Jeep Wrangler with 162,000 miles on it.
All right, there it is. Also, Josiah, where are you driving?
Yeah.
Because you're in the middle of the woods.
That's why you hit the squirrel, Josiah.
There are trees. I sure don't see a road.
I guess.
I'd like some clarification, honestly.
I wish we could show you guys this picture, but it is of his Jeep. Looks like in the middle of the woods.
Like it just dropped there.
With the eyeless squirrel on top.
With the pine cone.
Holding a pine cone like a teddy bear.
This is AI generated.
So that's why he hit the squirrel, because he's driving through the woods.
No, I'm just... I'm assuming, Josiah, you live on nature property.
Maybe. That's a possible guess.
Interesting. Okay, here's my thought. So, look at the picture, Alex. His house is in front, like where the Jeep is pointing, mm-hmm. and he just backed in his car here beside the house.
Oh, maybe.
So, that's my guess.
So, he just, like, threw the squirrel inside and took it home?
What was that?
Who was that?
I have no idea what he did. Anyway, thank you for the fan mail, Josiah. Keep it coming. And, yeah, tell us what mileage your Jeep is at. Alex is very curious. He is just... He looks so curious right now.
I need to know.
He needs to know. Okay, Alex, read the next one.
Alrighty, right. Here we go. My friend Abraham Wrench is leaving an email. He says, the subject of the email says, "Hey guys, keep up the good work." He says, "Hey guys, I just want to send this email to say that you're doing a fantastic," in all caps, "fantastic job."
Wow.
With the podcast. By the way, I am one of the Wrench kids. Abe, in quotation marks. Oh, he goes by Abe.
Does he now?
But I love listening to your podcast. So even, it's like, even though he's a Wrench kid, he still loves listening to our podcast. my favorite one. I did. I'm sounding like Josiah's Jeep. My favorite one was probably Global Achu. That was a good one. Where we sneezed in different languages.
That was real fun.
He says, "That was hilarious. Keep up the good work, you guys." From Abe Wrench.
I agree. That was a good one.
I agree. We should keep up the good work.
Yeah, let's keep it up.
Let's do that.
Keep it up.
Thank you, Abe, for leaving that review.
Did you see he sent another one?
Oh, yes.
He sent a follow-up to it.
By the way, could you guys respond back? Not just on the podcast.
I'll let you do that one.
He doesn't want just the bare minimum from us.
I guess I haven't responded to Josiah the last couple.
Oopsie.
Like, from email standpoint.
Well, he didn't send us an extra email asking.
So there's like automated responses on here. I could say, "Thanks for the tip."
That sounds good to me.
Or, "So cute."
No way. That's automatic.
Or, "Thanks for the heads up." Honestly, "Thanks for the heads up" works because it says, I'm not sure if you want to put this on the air. So I say, "Thanks for the heads up."
That could work.
Should I respond one just because he knows we're talking about this?
Well, since we're on the subject. Yes.
Okay, pick 1, 2, or 3. Actually, do this. Do 7, 8, or 9.
8.
Okay, just thanks for the heads up. I was hoping to be so cute.
Me too.
All right. Thanks for the heads up.
Send. Thank you.
Send.
I'll get back to Abe after.
Anyway, just I thank you for sending that. So this is just a funny response. So if you see the response, which you probably will, way before you listen to the podcast, and you're confused, well, here's your explanation. So
live,
you might
live.
Live
explanation.
You're probably he's probably gonna like live 2 days in confusion. Like, that is why true. In the world did
imagine
they say?
Imagine if we said so cute.
That would be even more confusing.
That would be even more confusing.
Well, thank you, Mr. Abe and Mr. Joe.
We appreciate y'all. Someone else, come on, join them.
Yeah, don't leave them alone.
Join the fan mail get together, the fan mail function, if you will.
Okay. Did we even give it space for the fan mail music? I don't think we did. We'll squeeze it in.
Yeah, maybe right after the intro music.
This is a lot different, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to go in there, but we'll find out.
I hope I hit record. Yeah, we're going.
That would have been a little... That would have been the first time. So, honestly, out of 23 weeks, that's not bad.
Hey, we're good, though. Hey, is this number 24? Or was that last
one? No, it is 24, because last one was the Michael Jordan episode, right?
Yes, so this will be the Kobe Bryant?
Oh, yeah. Or... who else is 24? I don't know. What do I know? Yeah, it is last one was a 24.
Oh man, we missed it.
Man, my mind's everywhere. I can't even think about, we're the 25th. That's a quarter.
Christmas.
Quarter episode.
My birthday's on the 25th of a month. Which month, I will not tell you.
Janutober. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Wish him a happy birthday, guys. Well, Trent, that, I guess, wait, we didn't even play the music at the end. That, so let's just, you know, cap off fan mail with this. Great job. We never thanked them for that.
I do in my heart.
It's all about the thought, the spirit of it, if you will.
Sure.
How was, I like that. How was your... week.
This isn't the Thanksgiving week, is it?
No.
Wow, this week went by fast, Alex.
I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know what happened.
I don't either. I actually don't remember a lot of it. We did something last night.
Yeah. That's like the big thing. Honestly.
That's the only thing I think of.
Just class, man. We're
hanging tight.
Yep, barely letting go. Because
hardly letting go.
We That's are funny. Coming that to an funny. End. We're coming to an end.
Yeah.
You're at school. Last week, we are in our last week. Just finals left. And we'll be out of Oklahoma for about a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wowza.
So I have to buy plane tickets to Alex's place every week to record.
Yep. We're going to keep it coming.
That's the goal.
So
hopefully audio can still remain intact.
Yeah, we'll see how this...
We may have to FaceTime and stick the microphone up to the phone.
I'm kidding. Bad. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm in a rough spot, so it's just going to be you for the next 10 minutes, okay?
It sounds like episode 2.
Nothing can get worse.
Email us if you skipped episode 2.
Where can they email us?
TuckedInTPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, did you say the TuckedInTPodcast@gmail.com?
No, I said the TuckedInTPodcast@gmail.com.
Ah, well, go ahead. Send us an update on your week or send us a funny joke.
I will say I'm very surprised and thankful for all the responses we've got for fan mail because it's been, 1 week without it?
I think we've had two.
Two in 24 weeks.
That's not bad.
That is really impressive. So thank you all. You play a big, big part into this podcast each week.
Seriously.
We really appreciate it.
We'd have 5 minutes of silence if you guys didn't do that.
We'd have to.
A moment of silence.
And imagine how awkward this one would have been. It would have been right at the beginning. You'd hear intro, 5 minutes of nothing.
So we owe this to you. You guys are part of this journey that we're going on. You guys are on episode 25. So are we. So the quarter episode is one that we will not forget.
Yes.
But it's one you cannot remember.
That will live in infamy.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
How was your week, Alex?
My week was full of
twists and turns.
And twists and turns and
mostly
ups
turns.
And downs.
Mostly downs.
And Trent, we played a game.
We sure did.
So on our drive home from Thanksgiving break, we remembered that we had an assignment. And this assignment is for our class that is literally the next day.
Yeah.
So we're driving home on Monday. The assignment is going to be happening
7:30.
At 7:30 on Tuesday. And what we have to do is we have to come up with a game. Not, you don't have to make one up.
But we did have to make one up.
Yeah, if you, me and Trent would not settle for anything less.
That's right.
But we
have high standards.
We're gonna come up. We're gonna come up with a game, and we're like, man, we've got to do that. So we start thinking about things to do for this game. So I guess I didn't even say what the assignment was. We had to put on a game for the class. It's a youth programs class, and so we're like kind of as if you are in a setting where you're having an event and you're going to put on a game. And so we're thinking how to do it. Other people have done great jobs putting on other games, and we're like, man, we want to be the best.
Well, we also were the last ones, too.
We're the last ones.
So it's kind of like a grand finale.
Got to go out with a bang.
Yes.
And so me and Trent were thinking, I don't even know, because we haven't thought about it all week. And here we are.
I was thinking about
driving
it.
Driving at night. Really?
Yeah, several times it came up. I'm like, oh, well.
I'll tell you what. I did not think about it all week. And we're involved with two other people. We FaceTime one of them. And
I don't know what that was.
I don't know where he was, what he was doing.
He was a silent E. He was the silent E. I'll say it right now.
It was insane. We FaceTimed him, and he said nothing. It was like mumbling, and then just like
stared at the camera. And I was like, I said, Tundra.
Hey.
Hey. I said, okay, we're going to go. No response.
Nothing. We might have been in a bad service spot, but I'm pretty sure he was.
I saw him blinking.
I know. That's why.
I don't. Have we asked him about that?
No.
He doesn't.
I don't know if I want to know. And then we had another guy, but we had no way of contacting him.
Yeah.
And
he was unreachable.
He was off the grid.
Yeah. He turns his cell phone off over the breaks to give himself a full break.
I respect that. So we're thinking of this game, and we're like, what do we do? We're thinking, you know, classic games that you play, tic-tac-toe.
Oh, never mind. You said, what should we do for a game? Well, we were thinking classic game.
Let's play
a game.
Let's play a game.
Never mind. It was funnier in my head. This happens too often to me, Alex. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone wants to get a look inside your brain. Come on, just...
No, the No.
Go ahead.
The translation from my brain to the world, there's no process for it. And when I try to figure out a process, it gets worse. It gets real worse. It just goes down and down and down. And the more I explain, the more people are like, what? And so they say, what? And yeah, and I'm going to let you talk now. Alex, go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer, for that. So we're thinking of a game.
Why did you just
like
do
I've
that
said
to
a
me?
Thousand times already that we were putting stuff together in our brains, and man, I couldn't think of anything. So what I kind of started to do, which actually seemed to help, was I had some music playing on the radio, or not the radio, but you know, through my car, and we turned it off to think. And I was like, this is how I'm going to get some inspiration. So I turned it on for like 3 seconds and like heard a couple of the words and then turned it off.
I forgot about that.
And then I would think about those words and I'd think about what they're saying. And I mean, I'm not...
What are these words saying to me?
I'm not putting them in context at all. I just need to hear words. And so I'd do it again. And I'd turn on the music, and I'd hear something, and I'd turn it off. And then out of that came, like, this weird little charades game that we decided to start doing. And it was where you have to... Oh, man. Explaining this might be a little rough over audio.
Now you know my brain situation.
But, okay, I'm going to try to say this real quick, maybe in one breath. So you have to draw a prompt that we give you. People have to come in and they look at it and they have to act out what they saw, but they're acting it out for a guesser who comes in. The drawing is erased and they have to guess what the prompt was from the acting of the drawing of the prompt.
And there's three parts to each area of the game. And the guesser had to guess all three parts to get all 3 points.
Yeah, the prompt kind of is divided in three things. Like a kid spilling his drink on his mom.
So, all right, so I know you all got that, and it was really fun. No, I'm kidding. We can explain more.
No, that's probably it.
Okay, okay.
But, like, obviously in charades, you always want to talk. You always want to make noises. And so something I came up with, I don't even know where it came from, but I was like, you can only make monkey noises if you want to,
yes,
you know, express yourself. So here we are with a game without a name.
Oh, honestly, that's a great name of a game. The game without a name.
Game without a name. But I did not want that, and I wanted to think of one. And so we're like, we got to think of something that has to do with monkey, right?
Or we could have just removed the silent E. The game without a nom.
Gam nom nom.
Yeah, we had to monkey. Yep. I should stop talking over here.
No, you talk along. All right. This is half of your podcast. Half mine, 100% God's. Yep. And so we're thinking, what should we call this? It has monkey in it. So I'm thinking maybe monkey business, monkeying around. And then it hit me like a train. Monkey see, monkey do. And my mouth just dropped, and I started to get so excited for this game.
I grabbed the steering wheel for him as he celebrated around the car. He ran around.
Ran all around my sedan, and did a couple laps. And I was joyful because we ended up playing that game on Tuesday, and it was pretty fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It went probably as good as I thought. Obviously, there were some things you just got to work through. But for a brand new game straight out of the depths of my brain, I'm okay with it. That was probably super interesting to listen to.
I think it was.
Maybe. Did you have anything interesting happen last night?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. It's been a long time. I know you slept since then, but our school had a banquet, Christmas banquet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, every year they have we go up to this really nice spot in a super tall building.
Just the spot on the hillside.
We just, you know, we just find a little spot and we just banquet.
And we feast. We pig out.
Pigging out. So we go to this super tall building, and it's just a banquet. It's a nice formal event that we have for the students, and it's super fun. People, you know, ask their special person to go with them, and they match.
Alex, we're all wondering.
You want to know who I took, huh?
We want to know. We collectively.
Oh, man. Are we really going to do this right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're going to reveal it. Everyone's been waiting since the very first episode. I took no one to banquet. No, it's okay.
I know, it's okay. Alex had a great time. Yeah. I was there with him.
We were all at the same table. It was a good
time. We had a great time.
But I was by myself. And it's all right.
The wall was there.
I had the wall. We got very well acquainted. I was sitting right up against the wall, sitting real close. And so whenever we were looking to the preacher, I saw half a wall.
Amen.
Half a wall, half a speaker. There's the wall, there's the preacher. I don't know. I don't even know. But okay. It was super fun. And that's, you know, people go afterwards, went to Topgolf is what, yep, I did. You had a nice game night. Is that correct?
Yeah, we went to our friend's house, our married couple, and we played games, had hot chocolate, and actually played, we played Dutch Blitz. Are you familiar with that one?
Sounds super, but
yeah, it's one I played a lot with my family. All it is just colored cards, 1 to 10, and you just like stack cards. It's fast paced. It's a lot of fun. It gets kind of crazy. And we played one called Anarchy Camp. Anarchy Pancakes.
Now maybe I've never heard of that one ever.
So it's by the same people that made Exploding Kittens. Are you familiar with those like type of game people?
Yeah, like the one where you explode the kittens.
Have you played that one?
I have.
I did once, I think. Did we play together? We played together over the summer.
Did we?
I think.
We played something or close.
You didn't go.
Oh, no, no, no. We did, but...
Well, then we played another one. That anyway. Was not in my wheelhouse. So we played Anarchy Pancakes, which is like a Spot It. Have you played Spot It?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like that type game. So you all have cards, and you're just calling out other people's. And you try and get... Like, when you call theirs, you put it out there, and then you just try and get rid of yours, and you get butters.
That sounds chaotic.
Yeah, it was. Yep, it was fun.
That sounds fun. I love a good game night. I've become a big board game, table game person over the past couple years. So.
All right. Yeah, so we went to banquet, and first we had to bank go, then we went to bank, and then we banquet.
Mama didn't raise a banqueter.
That's right. We bank went, then we bank left.
Bank front. Bank first.
Bank first was the building.
Yeah.
The bank first building. Banquet and the bank first.
This is, we're just saying everything that's coming into our brain, and hopefully it communicates somewhat well.
It's kind of scary, honestly, to be in this position. Yeah, so last night was fun. Good banquet, good food, good fiance, good friends.
Great walls. They have the best walls.
And they have the best walls over there.
Yeah, you know something about walls, don't you, mister?
Mister. I'm not doing it today. All Every right. time I try and do it on here, it does not do.
It didn't sound bad the first time there.
It does not bank do. It just doesn't.
Well, I've got to tell you something that was also happening on this Friday.
Okay.
So, on this Friday, it was a very special day, not just for the banquet, but it was a day of birth for someone.
Okay.
For a listener, faithful listener.
What?
It was the birthday of a faithful listener, Mr. Teach Them.
Oh, yes. My brain went from you had a nephew or a niece to someone got saved that listens to our podcast, and then where we are now. I just want to give you more insight on my brain.
Yep, of course. Everyone, this is called the brain analysis of Trent and Alex, and you can just... make any assumption that you want.
Sure.
With an H. And so, oh, yeah, it was the birthday of Mr. Teach Them. Happiest birthday to him. Great friend of the pod, great friend of us.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mr. Teach Them. We should have said that up front.
Yeah, probably. But better say it now than say it never.
In the back.
Yep. Keep it up front. And so, it's his birthday, and he's well-loved, and so some of the other people that work at the church who are on staff had the idea of pulling a little birthday prank. You know anything about birthday pranks?
Oh, do I?
Do you?
I'm sure.
What do you know about them?
I know that they can be funny.
They can be.
And they can be annoying.
Maybe.
But they're also celebratory.
They are. And that's what we love about him. So we decided to pull one of these harmless pranks on him.
Harm more.
And so what we did is we had 500 balloons.
Baboons?
You'd think.
By the way, they were moving.
That wouldn't be. Oh, who's there?
Good gracious. All right. Oh, what?
Good gracious.
Good gracious gravy train, Grandma.
Get alliteration.
The baboons.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been harm not less.
We need to get on track here, Alex.
Balloons were full of air, and these balloons were full in his garage. So he works in a garage, and so we filled his garage with 500-ish balloons. A lot of them popped.
Oh,
and,
man.
Filled out some cards and we put them on the bus. And I mean, we were putting these balloons everywhere. And as I'm doing it, I work with him for most of the day. And I knew, I was like, I'm probably going to end up doing some of this cleanup, but it's all right.
Oh, man.
But it's all right. No, I did not mind. It was super fun. And so the next day was the big reveal. And so it was so fun that he's like, oh, there's all these balloons. He's like, I actually had to get some work done. No, but he said this, that here I am without a BB gun was his quote. I asked him for a quote. He said, here I am without a BB gun. So to pop them all.
Oh.
Wait, you're thinking just right away.
I was like, does he just constantly think about, man, wish I had a BB gun?
Oh, here I am without a convertible.
Oh, man, here I am without a ham sandwich.
It was really fun.
That's funny.
And yeah, we just went crazy popping them. So he popped some with fire, with a flamethrower.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. A flamethrower?
No, not a
flamethrower.
Like a torch.
Yeah, I got my tools. I got a couple spare tires and this flamethrower.
Here, you grab this pencil. You grab this knife. I'll get the flamethrower.
I'm going to grab the flamethrower.
No. There was no flamethrowers involved. No one was hurt in the making of this prank. And so we take a bus out that was in there, and we were kind of starting to pop them. And he's like, oh, you know what? I should fill someone else's truck full of balloons. And
a truck.
Yeah, a truck full.
That narrows it down.
And so we spent, first of all, about like 15 minutes breaking into this truck. Because it was locked.
What?
I don't even know if I needed to say that, but here it is. And
we're just being up front.
Just up front, you know, honestly. And so we get in, and we unlock, and we start filling it up. But so as he's filling it out, he's like, this is funny, because he thinks, at least a little bit, that the guy whose truck it is was involved in the prank. And uh-huh. He's like, oh, yeah, this would be a fun way to get back at him, you know. Well, I know is that he was not involved. He didn't know about it. The guy who owns the truck knew about it, but he didn't like actually fill up balloons or he didn't do anything
oh, man.
With it. And so I'm like laughing internally because I'm like, I'm just waiting to tell him.
Yeah, yeah.
So we fill it all up. And that truck was full of balloons. And afterwards, I'm just like, oh, I guess now's probably a good time to tell you. Yeah, he had nothing to do with
it. You told him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what did he do?
He's just.
I was kind of whatever. Too late.
He's like, oh man, I can't remember what he said. It was something like, well, I don't know what he said actually. I didn't ask him for a quote that time.
Okay, what he said was, really wish I had that BB gun.
Here I am without an AR-15.
Here I am still without a BB gun.
But it was so fun. Popping them all and getting them.
That is awesome.
And just having his reaction. It was
so he liked it. He didn't view it with disdain.
No. I mean, it took probably a little bit more of his time
but
than he wanted. But
it's his birthday.
I mean, what's a birthday without a few balloons?
Without a few hundred balloons.
So happy birthday, Mr. T.
Was the truck brown?
No. Like white.
I don't know whose truck that was.
White and blue, maybe? Yeah. I'll tell you.
All right.
That's kind of almost like everything that happened in my week. It was...
Yeah, it was a fast week. Well, we recorded last Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's only been like 5 days. 4 days. 5 days. And nothing... It's just been full of school. We are here near the end. Projects are out the wazoo. And... We're getting through
it. And we're in the zoo.
Monkey see.
Monkey do. Welcome to the zoo. Alex, we remembered. Oh, okay. I heard this week. Here's something for you. I heard that you should be able to say the ABCs in one breath.
I think that's very possible. I think it's normal, yeah.
All right. I think if you can't, that's not a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to try?
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, W, X, Y, Z.
Wow, you're exceptional. That was, I don't think I can do that.
No, I was bad. I could have done more.
A, B, C, I think you're supposed to do it at that tempo. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Whew.
I just realized, I don't know if I can say the alphabet without the song.
Oh, that is interesting.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I feel like I'm still in the like the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
They stole That's interesting. It. They stole the alphabet with the song.
Can you say it very like A, B, C, and D?
H, I.
You forgot E.
I'm not good with the alphabet.
And F. Speaking of the alphabet, I saw something today. Did you know the alphabet itself is not in alphabetical order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've really thought about that. Really think about that.
Wait. Actually, at first I was like, oh, well, duh. And then I'm like, well, what? Huh? What do you mean?
Okay. So, say you took the words and you spelled out how you say them.
Oh.
This is the order the alphabet would be in.
How did you find that?
It was sent to me today. Not today. This week.
A-H-R-B-D-W. Okay. No.
Like, so, like, say them. Say them, right? So, you have... A, H, A, because H, A, so it's about like how they would be spelt if you wrote out them.
This is making me mad.
Yeah, isn't it?
R,
like A, R,
B,
that's obviously next.
D, W,
D, W,
E, F, L,
M,
N, S, X, A, J,
huh? What?
I tried to put the A in front of the J. J, G, K, Q. This is making me mad.
I know. Isn't it? Someone showed me that.
P, C, T, V, Y, U, Z. Okay.
Not a fan.
Get that out of my
Can we
face.
Post it on the Patreon to show people?
Yeah. No one.
Possibly.
Someone joined me in my rage.
Please. It is very annoying.
I don't like
but
that.
But someone showed it to me.
Who thought of that and I don't like them?
Oh, Alex, it's not good to not like people.
I don't.
Hey, the alphabet was not God ordained. So it's flawed.
Man-made.
It's flawed.
That's what I don't like about it. I don't know. I don't like what they did. I never want to see that again. Please. You ruined my day, Trent. How do you feel about that?
Going on 300 days in a row.
You have the world record.
Okay. You mentioned you wanted to do something else, huh?
Yeah, locked in, locked out, because we forgot it last week.
Oh, that was on purpose. I'm kidding.
No. We forgot so bad. And that's our bad.
Yeah, we'll be up front.
So it's our fault. I do remember I did have a lock in though. Those who took naps on Thanksgiving. I believe you had a locked in, right? Those who, oh, good night. You know that one, pecan pie, maybe.
Oh yeah,
that was locked. That was literally locked out. Oh well, we all know the one. That we yes. said. So thank you for those who were locked in, and too bad for those who were locked out.
Well, to be honest, Alex, there hasn't been a lot of response from that.
You know, feedback has dwindled. Is that a word?
Dwindled.
Yes.
Waned. You could say waned. Oh, I don't know about Dwayne. Dwayne.
I put it together.
Feedback is Dwayne. Thanks, Dwayne. Lots of feedback.
I put them together. I was thinking Dwindle and Wayne.
I like it, though.
Anyway, I'm Dwayne-y real bad.
But I did Wayne. Okay. Go on.
Okay. All right. Let's do some new lockdown lockdowns.
How, okay, how Dwayne.
Those who have a hydro flask within 5 feet of them, you are locked in for this week.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I get it.
All right. Do you have a locked in?
Yeah. Those of you. Okay, those of you who have had a cup of water today.
Oh, I sure hope so. Yeah, and me if too. You haven't, come on.
Stay hydrated. Hydrate or?
Dihydrate.
Dwayne.
Dwayne Drade. Water's
drain. Water. Drain. See?
Or Dwayne.
Every word could be tied back to Dwayne.
It's the most versatile
Did
name.
Did you know Dwayne is in alphabetical order?
Okay. Don't show me another picture. Like that.
So I have another thing over here.
Look what someone sent me today. And my locked out is someone who
memes that listened, hurt Alex's brain.
Someone who listened to another podcast before this one.
Oh, so we're just in the autoplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like next.
Yeah. So if you like. Were listening to someone else before you were like listening to us,
like maybe Dave Ramsey. Better than I deserve. How are you?
He's back. Then you were locked out. I want number one.
Unlike Alex, I don't. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. However, you're locked out if your name is Dwayne.
All the Dwaynes.
All the Dwaynes of the world.
That's what you get for having that name, Dwayne.
If you are Dwayne, reach out.
I don't know any Oh, I do know a Dwayne, actually. Do you?
Is he from Nebraska?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Plattsmouth.
Oh, yeah. I
know his
out.
Dad.
Call him out. Okay. Yeah, I played basketball versus him.
Yep. We went to junior camp with him.
Well, there you have it.
He's a cool guy. I was kind of... I actually got close with that group.
Wow. Dwayne.
Yeah. Thanks, Dwayne.
We appreciate you.
We know. That's crazy. The one Dwayne we know is the same Dwayne, and we didn't know we knew him.
We didn't know that we knew him together.
We collectively know Dwayne. Put it there.
Wow. That's actually super interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
We just had a moment. Or what we like to call it.
I'm feeling a lot of things right now because I was just feeling very angry at that meme, and now I'm feeling very emotional.
Did that really disturb you that much?
I didn't like it.
Okay. Should we post it still?
Yeah, I want someone else to know why.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Ugh. Anyway, this week I heard of something that I haven't heard in a long time, Trent. Do you know what it is?
Merry Christmas?
No. We're keeping the Christmas in Christmas.
Okay. Wait, do you only say that on Christmas?
What?
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, you only say it once a year. But I'm talking about something
I've already said it twice
in multiple years. And that is the website Craigslist.org.
Oh, yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's good old Craig and his list.
It is what Facebook Marketplace
wishes it could be.
It's like Facebook Marketplace 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago.
Who is Craig?
But I know my dad was heavy on Craigslist back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Always finding stuff on there. And I haven't thought about it in so long, but I heard about it just this week. Someone bought a golf club off of there, and they were telling me about
yes.
it. Yes. And I was like, I didn't even realize people were still posting stuff on here.
Oh, man. I've never been on this website.
But they have everything you can think of.
Wow.
You can like get a gig. You can get a job. You can find a house. You can get a car. They're on there for sale things. They have so much stuff. Look, I can click on aviation.
What?
And I find paramotor wing.
What?
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Oh my goodness. A paramotor helmet. No, I don't know what else there is. A flight design trike ultralight aircraft.
I'm going straight to sporting.
What do you find over there?
We have an elliptical. Also,
is that sporting?
A bike on barrels. Why is this bike on barrels? What is that? Also, a pecan for $99?
What?
Why is there pecan?
Oh, I just found the best place.
Alex, there's a pecan for $99.
That's the most expensive pecan.
Okay, I lie. It's pecan wood.
I just found the best one. Free stuff.
Oh, what is it?
All right. I'm just going through. I can see everything. A 42-inch TV.
For free?
For free. A chest freezer. For free. Wood dresser. For free. Free puppies. For free.
Free puppies for free?
Guinea pigs for free. You can put live. There's a young rooster. For free. How awesome.
He's just a young rooster. Found some New Balances for $15.
Free kitten? My goodness. I love this free section. Free chicken? So if you have an animal that you just don't like.
You just put it for free on Craigslist?
You just. No way. A Winston. No. Okay, look at this one. Winston the Leopard Gecko.
For free?
It's for $50. What?
Oh. Hear that? Why is he in the free section?
So this is the bio. Meet sweet Winston. Winnie for short. He is so kind and so gentle and a sweet soul. We are moving and there's no reptiles allowed at the new location, which breaks my heart.
That sounds like my biography right now.
Rehoming fee of $50. So Winston is looking for a good home. So if you're in the area, go on, get him.
Go get Winston. This is a basketball for a conference that doesn't exist anymore.
Hmm?
The Big 8 conference.
Oh. Now what is it?
You know, that conference was from 1907 to 1996.
Do you actually know that?
No, it's on the basketball.
I thought you were going to be one of those whizzes.
No.
What? A free pig. Oh, but they're in search of a free pig.
Oh, you can put like a request. I'm going to request something.
If anyone is ever getting rid of a zip line.
Let me know. I could really go for a burrito.
You put willing to pay up to $5.
Oh, man.
I'm looking at like the gigs too. This one says flexible handyman.
You can touch your toes and you have a hammer. I'd get on that.
Where is their fix that they need? They're like, so this dresser needs to be fixed, but it's,
man,
it's like a zigzag kind of. You've got to just really.
You got to bend over backwards to fix this thing.
Contortionist handyman, please. I'll take one.
Oh my goodness.
Events, all this stuff. There's a focus group.
I just found a really cool Mickey Mouse watch.
You like watches?
I do like watches.
Tell them how you've been getting into watches.
Guys, I've been getting into watches.
There you go. You guys heard it first.
No, I've been on a little journey, though, of doing watch research and shopping. I haven't gone crazy yet.
Not yet.
Anyway, they probably don't want to just hear us talk about what we find on Craigslist.
I think it's pretty interesting because they haven't heard it in a long time.
Okay.
Like, I went on talent gigs, casting for TV. Are you dating someone in prison?
What?
So imagine if you are and you're on Craigslist.
This is so specific. We need a flexible handyman. Someone who's dating someone in jail.
Honestly, the person that is dating someone in jail is probably on Craigslist.
What?
They're probably looking.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. If you guys are on Craigslist often, I don't think your significant other is a felon. I really don't.
You can look housing on here. And jobs?
Yeah.
On Craigslist?
Yep.
Wow. There's discussion forms. Let's look on the one that says money.
Money, money, money.
Oh, I just X'd out of where the area was.
But yeah, this is just what I like all this stuff I remember going through and seeing with my dad back in the day. And so when Craigslist was brought up, I was just like so curious, and I was like, I've got to talk about this. Someone's got to hear.
Well, I don't know what this is, but this just popped up. It's like a little reindeer made out of.
Are they in search of it?
They need a reindeer.
If anyone comes across a free reindeer.
At least give us a call.
No red nose, please.
Mm. Antiques. Whoa.
But yeah. So, guys, get on Craigslist if you need a free puppy, free chicken, a young rooster.
A young-looking rooster.
If you're looking for a flexible handyman. If you are a flexible handyman, there's a job waiting for you. All right?
There's always an opportunity.
So don't say that you don't have any jobs, all right? That you can't get a job when there's Craigslist out here.
How funny would it be to just show up to Craigslist requests?
That would be pretty funny. You're just like, all right, I know I said I was a flexible handyman, but...
Really? I'm not very flexible.
I can't really touch my toes.
I have a bad rotator cuff. I probably should have said that up front.
I threw out my back 2 weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
I can stand straight up, though, and I could fix your cabinet.
I wonder how long they've been waiting for that to be fulfilled.
I feel like right as soon as they post it, it's probably they're just waiting. Everyone's waiting. We're watching Craigslist with a close, close eye.
Very, very close. Like we have been.
I will now, for sure. I'm looking at that free
$10 stuff. $10 for a samurai sword.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm doing like a Secret Santa thing.
Over in Norman.
Oh, I don't want to go over there.
Look.
But I'm doing like a Secret Santa thing tomorrow, actually. And I feel like I should get something off Craigslist.
Look, that'd be pretty funny. It's like in good condition, too.
Or even my roommate would like that one.
$10. What just happened? $10. I just cut out.
You had an out-of-body experience. Oh, man. But, yeah, get on Craigslist, guys.
Yeah, they didn't know they were getting an ad.
And Craigslist, sponsor us, if you would.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be great.
First sponsor. Hey, we're still waiting on our first sponsor. So, if you have a business... And you think you'd like us to be sponsored?
Talk about you.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll talk about anybody.
Low compensation.
Do you want a train car mover?
How much?
35.
Oh, I think I could. Yeah, I'll let you take one of those.
Dude, a Model T frame.
No way.
$100.
That's the best car ever made. It's built for tough.
Built for Dove. It's still around. It's still here.
I think we should go pick that up. Maybe that's why. Well, that's what we'll do right after the after show.
Okay.
So you could join us on the after show later if you want. We're all not right. Going to actually go pick that up.
No, we're not.
But,
okay.
You could join us.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We talked about squirrels. We talked about Dwayne, Greg. I mean, Craig, not Greg.
Who's Dwayne, Greg? The flexible handyman.
Yes, yes. Dwayne. He's known for his flexibility and his skills with the drill.
He's got the drill.
The skills.
To pay the bill.
Ah, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how he pays his bills? Because of Craig.
And he's got a list for things to do.
So, Alex, this week, obviously, a little shorter time than usual between episodes.
Yeah.
Anything jump out at you from, per se... your Bible?
From my Bible this week. I'm going to be honest. I'll be up front. My Bible reading this week was in one of those rough ruts where it's just kind of like, man, I don't know. I don't really get anything from this right now. I'm not really, you know, it just kind of feels like it's another thing to do.
Yeah.
And obviously it's not where I want to be. That's not where I'm complacent in. But the biggest thing that is kind of for me right now is just focusing on still being consistent.
Yeah, that's good.
In the things that you ought to do. Still reading my Bible, still being in prayer, even though it just might not seem to be any bit of helpful. And that's like, that's just real. That's just how it is. Every time, it's part on me, but just the biggest thing is just being consistent in your walk and just be faithful to it, and you'll find God faithful in the end. And so that's what I'm really focused on, even though I don't really have too much that jumped out to me this week.
Well, that can be the case sometimes, but just got to keep at it.
100%.
Do not let it get you down.
Don't Dwayne.
Do not Dwayne. I kept coming back to a certain psalm this week and actually reading it. I probably read it maybe 4 or 5 times this week overall. And it was Psalm 19. Really good psalm. Starts out talking about the heavens declare the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Firmament showeth his handiwork. And it ends with this verse, which I tried to make my verse of the week and kind of just meditate on it. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And so just that everything I think and say and do, God wants it to glorify and please him. And I'm not just here living life just to live it, but there's a reason. And God wants to even just use every interaction we have every day with everybody that we get in contact with. God wants us to use it in such a way that he gets obviously the glory and the honor, and it's not just fruitless and for nothing. And so just that the Lord would help the people he puts in my path and who I interact with, that I could be a blessing to them. And I don't know, I guess just using words and thoughts, that they just be acceptable to God and not just do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's good.
That was the challenge of the week for me.
Yeah, it's always good. Find a verse or find a chapter, a thought in the Bible that points you to him, and just meditate on that. I like that. All right. Well, we guess. Oh, yeah. Narbis says if he seems any bit of ready.
He was sleeping last week from Thanksgiving a little bit. He's still struggling. I don't know what it is. He must have had a lot of turkey.
Are we sure he's alive?
We'll get back to you on that, Alex.
Okay. We might have to go take it for a routine checkup.
All right, here's something interesting that I found in his stash of interesting facts that he keeps outside his turtle house.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. He says this. Did you know, Alex? Alex, did you know? Dogs have been banned from Antarctica since 1994.
Really?
To prevent the spread of diseases to the native seal population.
Okay.
You know, those dogs, they're just giving all their diseases to all the seals. They just get there, hey, you want a disease? Hey, take this.
They had to ban dogs. That's crazy.
I mean, so what, when are the dogs coming in contact with the seals down there? It's not like the dogs are wandering around. It's too cold.
Yeah, and like, what about like the sled? Do they have dog sleds? I guess they don't. Seal sled?
SEAL Team 6.
Hey, yes. They have a different form of Navy SEALs up there.
Up there?
I think of Antarctica as down.
Yes.
Yeah, I said down there.
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I heard you say up there.
I don't know why you would think that.
Yeah, so no dogs in Antarctica. So if you're looking for a place to find free puppies, I can tell you won't find them in Antarctica. Unless they're earlier than 1994.
I should have put my radius on Craigslist to Antarctica.
But you can probably find a free young rooster down there.
Probably. Just a young one, though.
The
old ones?
They're not free.
They're not putting those out there.
Well, Alex, this was fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah, we were up front.
We were
with
real.
The squirrels.
And that's just what we do here. And we're going to try to keep it up every week. We pray that you will do the same.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
And peace.
Thank you out. For- listening to our podcast. We really until next time. Appreciate it.
And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.